W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A shooting on the campus of Michigan State University. Police say a gunman opened fire in multiple locations on campus, killing three and wounding five before running away. Police later located the gunman dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
The shooting marks the 67th mass shooting in the U.S. this year, and it comes 5 years to the day after the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. Michigan Secretary of State describing last night's shooting as unfathomable, saying this repetitive terror cannot continue. We must come together and do whatever it takes to protect our kids and communities from gun violence.
ABC's Rena Roy. U.S. crews say they've now recovered the main payload of the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina. A judge in Georgia has ordered the partial release of a report by a special grand jury that investigated alleged interference in the 2020 election by former President Trump and allies. This is ABC News. Amid continued questions about the downing of three aerial objects over North America by U.S. fighter jets last week, the White House is facing a range of questions, even now having to put down the notion of whether any of those crafts were otherworldly.
There is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. A growing effort to get students more sleep by starting school later. Ridgewood, New Jersey's school board voted last night in favor of changing high school hours to start no earlier than 8:20 a.m. instead of the current time of 7:45. Some teachers supported the change, and proponents cited health studies that say kids need at least 9 hours of sleep a night. Last year, California became the first state to mandate later school times, with middle and high school starting no earlier than 8 and 8:30 a.m., respectively. New York and Massachusetts considering similar measures. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app. Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All of this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy.
And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Institution, along with the Public Religion Research Institute, has released, this was day before yesterday, back. Go straight to your calls. Let's go to Aaron from Bethlehem, Georgia. Go ahead, Aaron.
Thanks for having me on. So I just wanted to bring up a point. I've heard several people and also on talk shows talk about the risk of these NFL players of injuries and injuries that will last a lifetime, and being disabled and poor, pitiful them. I'd just like to bring up that, we still have soldiers that go overseas and fight for our freedom so we can sit back and enjoy a Super Bowl game, with peace of mind. And these soldiers, a lot of them come back with disabilities that will last a lifetime. And, I just think that they should get more attention. I feel like they're neglected and kind of left to fend for themselves, even though they're promised care afterwards. But, we see that drop off a lot of times. And I'm not saying that the football players, are one's better than the other or more deserving than the other of health care. I just think our soldiers should be given a little bit more attention for it.
No, I appreciate it. And people of service generally. In fact, the whole idea of service needs to be lionized more in the country. The people who have decent health care in this country are the people who can afford how expensive it is. I have a dear friend of mine, not a veteran to be clear, who's used to work for me and moved to France to get it. He grew up homeless, pulled himself up by whatever the piece of clothing he could find, and got himself to college, and now is and went off to France to get an economics degree, and in fact to get a PhD in economics. He's a brilliant guy, and he was diagnosed with MS, His wife was just diagnosed with, who's a French national, which is what enabled them to be in the country at that point, was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. I just learned this. Yesterday I learned it. And he was clear. He's like, well, I'm glad we're in France. We're never moving back to this, back to the United States. And the reason they're not moving back to the United States is because of healthcare. And this is a brilliant person. The world isn't losing. The United States is losing because it's not providing for us healthcare. That, that we are failing. If we're talking about sports, and to be clear, I'm going to make a defense of sport in just a moment, pro sports propaganda in a moment. I think it kind of can matter a little bit. But as we think about competition, let's use a different analogy, use the Olympics. If we think about a healthcare Olympics, and I'm borrowing this from an author. Right now, the United States not only wouldn't win, we win lots in the Olympics, right? The Winter Olympics, not quite as good, but Summer Olympics, medal count, particularly since the breakup of the Soviet Union, it's not very close. But we wouldn't even make the qualifiers in the Health Olympics. If you talk about mental health, life expectancy, suicide rate, the United States is near the bottom of wealthy nations. It's embarrassing. And the drivers of that, the biggest indicator of that, if you pay attention to Richard Wilkinson's research, for instance, I implore you again to watch the Richard Wilkinson TED Talk on the impact of wealth inequality on nations. Not getting a little bit richer, a little bit poorer once you're a wealthy nation, but just what happens with wealth inequality. It's the biggest driver there is. And then you overlay that on to not, and it impacts everybody. Particularly impacts people in the bottom half, bottom quarter, bottom 10%. And members of the military don't make a ton of dough, right? They get better benefits than most people in the country. And they serve, and we appreciate that. But they don't make a ton of dough. You know, Mahomes does. And, you know, good for Mahomes. Let's go to Jake from Eureka, California.
Hey, speaking of Patrick Mahomes, isn't it time for the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, to show some class, go out on top, and retire the name the Chiefs?
It'd be a great time.
The Redskins' name is no more. Yeah, exactly. The Indians' name is no longer being used by the city of Cleveland. Eventually, the Atlanta Braves will end up changing their name. It's a good time for Kansas City to make that move. We've all seen their fans doing that tomahawk chop enough already. You know, an Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, please. Might as well call it Chucklehead Stadium. As many racist fans as there are in Kansas City, but don't even get me started. You know, obviously, I wasn't rooting for the Chiefs yesterday, but I just got to say, there are other options. You know, there always could be the Kansas City Cheetahs. I like that name, or Kansas City Chewbaccas. You know, speaking of all these UFOs that apparently were shooting down. You know, or if you're, an Art Bell fan, you know, Kansas City Chupacabras. You could have, you know, there's all kinds of options for you, Kansas City.
The Chupacabra is a mouthful. It'd be sexy though.
Yeah, exactly. And just think of the logo you could have with a Chupacabra, you know, on your team jerseys. That'd be awesome. Come on, Kansas.
No, Jake, it's a great call. Thank you so much. And I will say, this would be like what a great time. What a great day to announce when they do, you know, whatever their version of a Super Bowl championship parade is. And what a great time. Instead of doing it, like what happened with Washington's football team is it happened after, you know, criticism, 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 failure, 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 losing season, losing season, ends up being, okay, fine. But what an example. In fact, an example of what I think America should be, right? America needs to be a redemption story in order to be, to give it its fullest patriotic love. It has to be a chance that is all of us need. All of us have committed sins in our own lives, and America's committed gargantuan ones. There's also things in each of us that's worth loving, and there's much in our country that's so worth loving. And we should think about it as a redemption story. What a wonderful American story for, not because it's reached a pinnacle of weakness or sort of a nadir, a weakness or a pinnacle of criticism, but because it's at its apotheosis, because it's at its pinnacle of success, the Kansas City football team was to say, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for a half decade of support We're going to celebrate this win with a name change and imbue it with not the roots of failure, but the roots of success. I hadn't thought about it in those terms, but what a great call. What a great call. Speaking of Kansas City, let's go to Jeb from Virginia. Go ahead, Jeb.
Thank you for taking my call, Jeb. And how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm still above ground.
There you go.
Well, that guy said, you know, that the first Super Bowl was played on New Year's Day. He was incorrect on that. It's on January the 15th of 67.
Yep.
And the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
The score was 35-10.
Yeah.
I watched every Super Bowl live. So I was in seventh grade there.
No, I appreciate the call. And it was, I was pretty sure when he said it. I think I my own thoughts the moment he said it. Because, it was, but what was interesting was it was around bowl season, right? I mean, now bowl season is stretched on because of the changes in sort of college football championships. But it was earlier in the year and closer to bowl season. It keeps getting later. I don't remember it being this close to Valentine's Day, for instance, in the past. But it was Lenny Len Dawson is the quarterback of Kansas City, as I recall. And not because I watched the game, but because my mom, the reason I know this stuff is because my mom used to take me to the library because she wanted me to read. And I was slow to it at the beginning. But the good news is I could pick out any, go to the public library, it's free, we didn't have much money, but I could pick out any book. And so I would just go to the kids section and they had these sports books. And I read just about every little sports book they had. I ended up getting a Roger Staubach, a poster on my wall, and I was a Len Dawson fan, having never seen him play. And I don't know, I just considered myself more of an AFL guy at the time. Became a Raider fan. That's beside the point. But Jeb, who were you rooting for yesterday?
I was rooting for Kansas City. I mean,
yeah,
it didn't really matter. Neither one of my team, but
yeah. Well, Jeb, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the correction, and we'll try to keep it right. And you're not a second caller we've had today who has watched every Super Bowl, even though every memory is perfect. I appreciate you being here and being part of this community. We'll keep it cooking. Angelo from Boise, which we could pronounce Bois, but that would probably be disrespectful.
Hey, how you doing?
Rocking.
Sweet, sweet. I just wanted to give, a couple not serious, but like weird things.
I just told we got 30 seconds, so give your take and then we'll go to break.
Rihanna, the Illuminati sign, and the guy that got hurt on the football team, he had some like crosses and stuff on his face, never had tattoos on his hands. Just a lot of weird stuff.
All right. All right. Well, I appreciate the call. What do we love about America? What do you want to love about it? I just want to talk a little about UFOs. I have a take. I have a thought. So the UFOs have been being shot down are not interplanetary as far as we can tell, right? They're like China spy balloons. But what would you think if we did find UFO? What should we do with it that wasn't from right around here?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so Louise and I sleep great in any weather. And we're not alone. Like this 5-star review from Laura, quote, "My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had, to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors." Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose, made from highly sustainable
sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets, available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Louise and I love this bedding, and you will too. CozyEarth.com.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. All right, we are back. Let's go to Mike from Fort Collins, take a couple more calls. Mike, you're up.
Yeah, hang on here a minute. Your last caller stole my thunder. I'm also a Kansas City native. It sounds like we probably graduated from high school the same year in 1967. And, yeah, what he said about Roe Bartle was fine, was absolutely right. He was always – but he was called the chief by his staff.
Yeah.
I don't think that was given to him by the Texans, but I don't think it was ever meant as disparaging like the Redskins was. But anyway, and the management is trying to tone down all of the tomahawk chops and the
the war paint, which kind of makes me very uncomfortable. But anyway...
Yeah, imagine, and it makes you uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable. And imagine if you're Native American, right? Imagine if Native American, and you don't have a single team owner.
Absolutely.
And you don't own, and most of the products getting sold aren't benefiting you. And you don't own a single share in the Kansas City's football team's name. And you don't have any say over what it's named. And you say, oh, but it's complimentary. It's complimentary. But we got to be a little empathetic to the Native American community. It's like, yeah, this is the definition of appropriative. It's the definition of appropriative. When you're saying, and you're saying it's cool, you're not saying it's insulting, but we should listen to the people who are talking about what's cool or not. But finish your point, please.
But anyway, the woman that was concerned about, like, you know, gladiators going out there and beating themselves up, look, I played rugby.
Yep.
Since like 1974, and I'm all beat up.
Yeah. You know,
hip replacement, had my ankle worked on, concussions, broken bones, yada yada yada. But that was my choice.
Yep.
And if you ever ask anybody that played rugby, you know, here you are hobbling around. Would you quit? And he said, probably. I haven't heard anybody say no. I would never play. I think it's the same way with them.
Yeah.
Huge paychecks. Mahomes is making like $50 million a year.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, huge paychecks, huge cars, access to women. You name it, what it is, they can walk away from it anytime they want. And some of them do probably say, you know, 2 or 3 years of this, and I'm done. I don't want to end up, you know, in a wheelchair.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, no, and to be clear, the caller we had, and thank you very much, Mike, and the caller we had that talked about sort of people in service, if you get injured on a football field, it's very volitional, right? It's not just because you needed to get a few bucks to go to college, right? It's not because you didn't have any economic opportunity. Like, now we have a poverty draft, right? We don't have a draft. We have, we now recruit people to go to the military, which can be a cultural choice, very often just a blatant economic choice, because there are too many limited opportunities for lower income people and lower wealth families in this country. But on the day of the Super Bowl, to be clear, like, I had a Super Bowl party with 45 people. I had 7 televisions on my first floor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 7 televisions on my first floor. 2 on my second floor, 1 on my third floor, so people could, you know, take a tour. We had a TV in the attic. So I love it. Today isn't the day for scold, but I think there is a chance today to highlight the importance of shared experience, thinking about what we should celebrate, what might be other ways we have shared experience, and inequality, because shared experience shouldn't just be on football games.
To the Tom Hartman Program, call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Show. We'll be back.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574, that's 800-673-1574.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468.
WAUK.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A shooting on the campus of Michigan State University. Police say a gunman opened fire in multiple locations on campus, killing three and wounding five before running away. Police later located the gunman dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
The shooting marks the 67th mass shooting in the U.S. this year, and it comes 5 years to the day after the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. Michigan Secretary of State describing last night's shooting as unfathomable, saying this repetitive terror cannot continue. We must come together and do whatever it takes to protect our kids and communities from gun violence.
ABC's Rena Roy. U.S. crews say they've now recovered the main payload of the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina. A judge in Georgia has ordered the partial release of a report by a special grand jury that investigated alleged interference in the 2020 election by former President Trump and allies. This is ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit, we're in shape, we are tight, we are muscular, we are attractive for our ages, and we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike.
Block. Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Administration.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back, everybody. Let's see if we can do a modest bit of a speed round to get to people who've been patiently waiting. Carol from Chicago, go ahead.
I traveled and studied with Native Americans for a number of years, and I do have insight on why they object to the sports icons. Now,
yeah.
I would say not every tribe objects, but the majority do. There was a council of chiefs, that's their leaders, and their leaders have put out public statements that they don't like.
Carol, you're sounding a little muffled. Maybe there's no way to fix it, and you can just finish your point. But if there is a way to fix it, you might sound a little better. But keep going.
Okay. Chiefs of the Native American tribe several times put out public statements that they dislike cultural stereotyping.
Yeah.
And the sports fans want to ignore that. But let's examine that for just a second here. You know, they used to tell Polish jokes, and Polish people didn't like it. They used to portray Irish with big bulbous nose in cartoons and call them the Fighting Irish, implying that they were all drunks and fighting. Okay, so every time you see a cultural stereotype regarding Native Americans, it's always fighting Native Americans as though they're uncivilized and they don't have any ability to maintain peace. Cultural stereotypes perpetuate myths that are always derogatory, always. And so they can say they're honoring them, but in fact they don't. And talking about suffrage, those Native Americans did not get the right to vote until 1924. That's relatively recent.
Yeah.
That's after the women's suffrage. And they were conscripted into all of our wars. They served very honorably. I'm sure you heard about the Code Talkers in World War II. In all of our wars, but they had no representation. They had no ability to vote. They are portrayed, even in today's common talk by announcers on TV and the radio, they'll use the word tribalism, and they use it in a derogatory manner to indicate fighting. Excessive fighting. So if you go and look at the European model, the Europeans were fighting amongst themselves. Their borderlines changed all the time, especially between France and Germany. They used the word nationalism, and it basically means the same thing. It isn't that quarreling over boundaries is confined to tribes. As a matter of fact, in the United States, on the East Coast, was a great lodge of peace. It maintained peace for over 500 years prior to the immigrants coming. It was so impressive that it impressed Benjamin Franklin, and he actually based some of our constitutional setup on what they were doing. He took they had an insignia of an eagle with cedar boughs. And he changed the cedar to olive branches, which is actually more European, but it's the same basic idea. So it's not all built on the Roman Empire's democracy example, but it's also built on some Native American things that he more or less took from the Native Americans. They had representational government. Women in some of these tribes, not all of them, they were all different, but in some of these tribes, women could take out a chief or leader who was misbehaving or who was not honorable. It only took four women, four clan mothers, because the women had a structure, a political structure as well. When the Europeans arrived, the natives saw that they didn't respect women. even though they had a, you know, they had queens, but they actually didn't respect women. So the men dealt with the American or the European men, and the women, and then now it just kind of went underground. But these icons that are used in sports are used to indicate natives who only know how to fight. The savages, they're really
that's the point you started with, which I appreciate, Carol, and thank you so much for the call. And well, I do want to have some humility here. The I definitely want to listen to the impacted communities, right? I want to listen to and I don't get to decide what Kansas City names its football teams. But as we think about it, and you know, we don't have to think about everything about the football game is not the most important thing in the world. We pretend that it is for a day, and then you know we talk about it a bunch the next day. But the what the teams are named isn't the whole deal, but. I do think it's really. I appreciate your point that we want to it's not the Kansas City. You know, name your other activity that Native American tribe might engage in. Right? It's a sharp arrowhead. Right? It's a weapon of war. And mostly, I just want to listen to impacted communities on how we do this stuff. And here's the thing: if I were a Kansas City shareholder, I know that's not how it works. Right? Like we spend so much money subsidizing public stadiums. But then privatizing all of the revenue, right? I'd feel a lot more comfortable if things a little more like Green Bay, where people got a cut of the deal. But if we then afterwards, if I did have a chance to have shares in Kansas City's football team, it'd be neat if the only thing we were talking about was Patrick Mahomes on track to become the greatest football player of all time, right? I'd want to talk about that. I wouldn't want to talk about the name of my team. Right, I'd want to be talking about that. I think there's a chance to celebrate victory and maybe do it in a way that helps celebrate more of the American experience. Steve from is it Bridgeport, Vermont? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Bridgeport, Vermont. Bridgeport. But everybody says that. It's
all right.
Okay.
It was actually spelled correctly, but I had never heard of it before, so the error is entirely mine. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Everybody does it. I'm actually calling to defend that Next Level Chef show.
Cool.
It's not a class thing.
Okay.
In a way, I watch the show because my wife is a foodie and my wife is a great cook. And everything about my wife is great. Smart and great cook and beautiful. Everything. And she watches the show. And what the show shows you is that you don't need the high-end kitchen. You don't need the high-end food. You don't need all that, you know, what the media tries to throw at you. Buy the best and you'll get the best. It shows you that you can make high-end quality food with little equipment and fewer food products that you would consider high-end.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be wealthy to cook well is basically what one of the messages in the show is.
Steve, I appreciate the take. And by the way, we're going to see more of that. We're going to see more. And it's not because of inflation. It's because of separation. It's because of the growing gap between, and it doesn't have to be that way. It's not how it was. During the middle of the last century, during the time of the greatest American economic strength, in its greatest period of growth on the global scene, we saw a rise in relative wealth of the middle class, and where the richest 1% of the country owned a quarter of the wealth rather than a half of the wealth. That the Gilded Age was lousy, and we've made it lousy again in terms of inequality. For the middle of the country, the middle of the century, we had even more work to do then on race and gender and sex norms and equality. But in terms of economic equality, it was the best period. It wasn't great for everybody, but it was vastly better than it is for so many people now. Now that we see greater, not inflation, but separation. Better during Democratic presidencies than Republican presidencies, significantly better, but not good enough, that messages, media, products, dollar stores, stuff that aims at the lowest quintile, and now the two lowest quintiles in the American economy, that stuff's going to go up. That stuff's going to be in greater demand. Figuring out how to do more with less is going to have an audience. We're going to have to figure out how to tell the story of a nation like Great Britain did. Like Great Britain had to figure out how do we tell a story of one nation when we're an upstairs, downstairs nation where there's so much power and wealth disparity. And you have to do a whole lot of propagandizing in order to do that. I would rather us do the policy work so we're a little more one nation, so we don't just have to pretend that we're not developing a caste system. I'd like us not just to have to propagandize and mythologize around that, but in fact build the reality of a more united States and a little more united economically, a little more where more people have that shared experience. You understand what I'm saying. Bobby from La Puente, California. How's the weather in La Puente?
Well, it was warm in the 70s. I hate to brag, but...
you don't hate to brag. You're humble about it. I don't know if you hate to brag.
I'm looking out. Wow, not a little bit of cloud. Anyway, Cubo, Jeff, Cubo. Remember that saying, Cubo? It means how you doing.
I am feeling grateful. I am feeling grateful.
No, I'm feeling grateful as well. As far as the Super Bowl, I was telling Joyce, I had my niece with her two little kids, which are nieces, two little nephews, and a niece 11 years old, watching the Super Bowl. I didn't have to control anything because I was a fanatic. You beat my record, Jeff, 7 TVs. On a normal sports day, I'd have a TV with the radio going and, channel swimming every game. My wife would look at me, are you insane? Then Jeff, you're the king, brother.
It is a scarlet letter more than a red badge of courage. Okay, this Super Bowl party that we host has become it's become Frankenstein's monster, because each time I have to try to make it a little bit better than the last time. But the multiple TVs, I realize the reason for the multiple TVs, why I need them, is that then when somebody gets up to get food, nobody gets mad at them.
Yes.
Because all you have to do is shift your eyes over. You just shift your eyes over, look at another TV. People don't even notice when people are up milling about. Nobody's in the way of the TV. You can't be in the way of all the TVs. All right, keep going, Bobby.
Well, you're the most popular guy on Super Bowl. You got to give me your address. But anyway, I watching my nieces, and they're going out to halftime. Brianna, pregnant, this and that. What are they talking about? I go back to Motown. First Super Bowl, I don't remember. It was the Packers against Kansas City.
Yeah.
The Hammer, remember Fred the Hammer Williamson got knocked out in that game. But actually, the Rams should have been in that championship. That's another story for another day. They watered down the field at Green Bay. Anyway, the Lambs. But the thing of it is, I got to have my nieces that I haven't seen her in like over 20 years. You know, time flies. And just sharing the stories about my brother. My brother did this, used to take you to catechism. You know what I mean? Wow. You know what I mean? This is what I like to hear. We don't connect. You know, we need to connect. And then that carries on to others, being an example at home. And then we can be an example to the rest of the world. You know what I mean? It starts at home, Jeff. It's my belief. Love. And I could not say that word love. My favorite word was hate. But once I connected with free speech, Tom and the rest of you guys did an exorcism on me, and I'm always grateful for the station. You're a cool guy, Jeff. You're a good vato. Sorry I offend people, but that's the word I used to grow up with. And again, as far as the game, the Chiefs, I used to belong to an American Indian movement. And my task was getting rid of the mascots. And in high school, the Warriors, what I opposed to when they used to dress up and chant and all that, because I'm of Yaqui Huicho descent.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mexican Indian. I'm half taco and half fried bread, so, you know. But it's okay. If they keep it respectful, that's all I ask. You know what I mean? So,
well, Bobby, I appreciate the call so much, and I appreciate the call for shared experience. I appreciate the things that our country loves, right? Mm-hmm. We don't always love the right stuff, but we got to try to love one another. And I appreciate it. I realize, to me, that's why I value this show so much, because I recognize that so many of us can feel separate, so many of us can feel set aside, so many of us can feel lonely, so many of us feel without a community. There's so much division. I don't just mean political division, there's so much separation, that at least we can come together around some semblance of shared values, shared experience, and love you. Appreciate you, Bobby.
Bless you. Bless you.
All right. Be well. We'll be back. This is Tom's show. I'm Jeff.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is Tom Hartman's radio and television program, 202-808-9925. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Feeling cozy. Going to bed a decent hour didn't always mean getting enough sleep. Often it meant being too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. But that changed with Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, most responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so you can sleep great in any weather. And you won't be alone. You'll be joined by folks like this five-star review from Laura. My husband and I are getting the best sleep we ever had, to the point we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors. Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 times in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets, available in 5 awesome colors, or loungewear, pajamas, premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. So hurry now, save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding right now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter our promo code TOM, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. I want to say something about sports. So, because there's all kinds of critique I can offer about imagery, about what we value in this nation, about the disparities between rich and poor, about the violent nature of some of our most popular sports, about the how a law firm that I worked at for a summer that represented the NFL and gave them the exact same litigation strategy that law firm gave to tobacco companies, which was look at the science, deny the science, lie, deny, and then try to settle at a lower rate. Meanwhile, you've raked in all kinds of profits during the time that you're denying and lying about the science. Tobacco, of course, with cancer, and football in the NFL with concussions. There's all kinds of social stuff we can talk about. But I'm not here to be a scold. I said shared experience. Let me say something more about that. Another reason that sports kind of matters. And there should be other things that matter more, for sure. But folks saw that New York Times article. Yeah, people saw that study about social mobility. Now, probably the biggest driver in social mobility is not having so far to have to mobile in the first place. And not such a great chasm between rich and poor in the first place. But that if you want to look at social mobility, social opportunities for rich people and poorer people to make friends is one of the biggest indicators of being able to improve one's economic lot in life. And what are the pathways? What are the places in our community? What are the ways where richer kids, richer adults, and poorer kids and poorer adults have a chance to get together? I mean, think about them for a moment. What are they? Unfortunately, they're far too few. In part because our built experience, the more wealth disparities there are, the more expensive owned houses are, that people aren't going to run into each other. It's one of the reasons public schools are so important. Church is one of those places. Less so in some communities, but sports are one of those places. Sports are one of those places where a rich offensive tackle and a poor point guard to mix sports. By the way, it's got to make sure that's not all for just boys. But shared experiences matter for economic unity.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.